Hello, and welcome to the third episode of the Pop Console Podcast. My name is Jacob, and today I would like to talk about a game, just a game this time, not a console. And I know, you know, your mind's probably racing right now, thinking about all the games I could choose from. I will say it's a PlayStation exclusive game. So now you're thinking, oh my god, he's probably going to talk about Metal Gear, or he's going to talk about The Last of Us. So, oh man, what? It's Drive Club. I'm going to talk about Drive Club. So, strap in. I'm sorry. So Drive Club was announced as a PlayStation 4. It was like a revealed at the reveal of the PlayStation 4. Like, look at this fucking game. This is what we're making. It was made by the same people who brought you MotorStorm. It's probably what most people would know them from. And they had two or three MotorStorms on PlayStation 3. I was never really into... I loved the initial MotorStorm trailer, as if you remember that from another episode. But... I don't know. I just never got into them. I typically like circuit racing, track racing, you know. I do love some Need for Speed games. Not all of them, just some. Need for Speed Most Wanted on PS3, one of my favorites. Burnout Paradise, fucking awesome. But I'm typically a more realistic, at least I know Drive Club's not a simulation, but it looks real. It's on a track, or, you know, a closed circuit. So this game looks, you know, they reveal it, it fucking looks awesome. I mean, amazing. Like, jaw-droppingly good. And a lot of racing games fucking look great these days. I mean, Gran Turismo, Forza, all these games, they look, I mean, insane. They look real. But this game, something different. It just, something about it. Just looks really good. And it sounds good, and it plays good. Real good. So, they announce it. They're talking about fucking the suede in the seats and shit, and they're talking about lights, the light bulbs and the headlamp, and they're getting super detailed, and I was like, this is gonna be awesome. And then it gets delayed, and I don't know if I care. I probably cared a little bit because I wanted something to play. There's not a whole lot of stuff going on the PS4. It was very early, but it gets delayed. And when it finally does come out, all the reviews talk about how it's like there's not a whole lot of selection of the cars. There's not a lot to do. It's kind of bland. And I was like, fuck. I'm not buying this. And I kept looking at it, though, and I was like, I really fucking want it. I was like, I don't know if I want to buy it, though, for like $60. So I think there was at this point, very early, because I'm sure it was bombing pretty hard when it released, there was a PlayStation Plus discount. So if you had PS Plus, you got something on. So I think I spent like $40. And it was still new. It was a new game. And I bought it, and I was enjoying it a lot, actually. I really liked the game. I liked the way it played. I liked the way it looked. I liked the mute. The intro of the game was amazing. I mean, it was fun. I liked playing it. And I don't like online games, especially racing games, the worst. Gran Turismo Sport's the best attempt so far. But so I just playing the game by myself versus the computer, unlocking cars, doing all that shit. But I should probably describe what kind of game it is. So it is a racing game. It is arcadey, but it looks very realistic. And the whole premise, or the point of this game, this racing game, is you get a club, hence the name, Drive Club. And I think it was four or six people. I think it's six. They join your club, and then you have a name. You have one guy who picks the name and the logo, and there's not a whole lot of selection, so that's kind of shitty. And then you race against people, but you can even race alone and give points to your team. So even if I'm just racing around a track trying to beat my fastest time, I'm gaining points, and that's going toward my club. And then the higher the rank and the higher how many points you put into the, you know, your club's bank, you're unlocking shit for your team and vice versa. So it's a very nice idea. I don't really think any of it panned out the way they wanted, and it didn't really work the way I don't think anyone was hoping from the team, I imagine. But I still fucking love this game, like, a lot. I played the shit out of this game. I should have broken my PS4 controller because of this game. The right trigger, just fucking hammering on that motherfucker. So, the reasons I mean, still to this day, I should probably boot it up and just fucking play it right now. But it's probably still on my home screen. Let me check. I'm sitting right here next to it. And it is not. So, you know, it's fine. But just beyond the graphics, I mean, there's so much detail. And there's articles about this that go into, like, how crazy ridiculous they got with, like, the plants and shit and, like, the pinpointing of the light, like, how the light would react on everything and from the sun or whatever, and it's a sunset and then it reacts this way. It's like, I mean, they got really, really into it, and it shows. I mean, when you're driving and the sun's going down and then your lights kick on, and it just looks so fucking good. And I don't know if I want to say it looks real. I mean, it does look real, but, like, sometimes it looks like a painting to me. It's so fucking good. And I guess that's another reason why I wanted to do this podcast. It'd be really awesome if anybody from that team who worked on it heard this, because unfortunately, the game didn't pan out the way they and Sony hoped it would, because it didn't sell 50 million copies. I think it sold a couple million, a little over a couple million. And after I did buy it for the 40, I loved, they put DLC out for a long time, and they would put out free cars, free tracks, free challenges, or, you know, whatever, whatever you call them. And you could also put a lot of free stuff out, but you could also, you know, buy a season pass and you know, was that shit free? I'm pretty sure it was free. Some of it was free. Anyway, I paid $20 for the season pass so I could get all of it. And I did get all of it. And I don't regret. That's the only season pass I've ever bought and probably will ever buy again. And I don't regret it. I loved every second of that game. Again, going, like, not just the graphics of the cars and the tracks, but, like, everything in the background looks like, how'd they do it? Like, this engine is beautiful. And I remember tweeting to one of the developer or the director, I think, saying, like, I could play this game forever because it looks that good. I don't know if it'll ever not look good. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to get 4Ks and your 8Ks and your holy shit, dynamic ranges, and I just don't know if this game was ever going to look bad. And I could play it forever, but I can't wait to see what you guys do next with that engine. And I should have shut the fuck up there, because then Sony closed the studio, Evolution Studios. And I died a little inside, because I understand the business. I get it. With, you know, they didn't make enough money, not enough people bought it. We got Gran Turismo coming out. We don't need two flagship racing, you know, titles. We're going to go ahead and close you. Sorry. I call bullshit on that big time. And let me tell you why. Money, I get money. You know, they need money to keep making games. And they want money because they're a company. But then you have the same company who let The Last Guardian go into development for 10 years. And it's not even that good. It's not even good. It's okay. I'm not trying to, you know, disparage anybody who worked on that game. It's okay. I mean, it's fine. It's fine. But then you have Drive Club, which is fucking amazing. And although it didn't do as well as you hoped, like, you're not going to give these guys another chance. It kills me. It really does. But the other thing that made me absolutely fall in love with this game was, so they put it out, and it was kind of not working right the way they wanted. It was a little, I wouldn't say it was broken, but a lot of the systems for the game weren't, I don't think they were working properly, and there wasn't a lot of cars, and there was not a lot of stuff to do. But they kept at it, and they kept putting stuff in this game after release, and which normally pisses me off. I'm like, why don't you put a game out that's like perfect and done? But when they patched the game later on with a weather update, so that you could drive in rain and snow and, you know, whatever. I think it was rain and snow. And oh my God, if you haven't seen this, you know, you gotta go YouTube Drive Club weather gameplay. It's nothing to this day. So this game, mouse went. Nothing to this day looks as good as it, I don't think, racing wise. The game was released, what was it? When was this game released? Late 2014, I think. Looks like I'm looking on Wikipedia. So it's, you know, much later now. Did I say 2018? This game came out 2014. I think I just said 2018. You know, I'm sorry, guys. This game came out late 2014. It's 2018. Nothing looks as good as it still to me. I have Gran Turismo Sport. I've seen Forza. I've seen the weather effects. Weather effects look pretty good, Forza, but I don't know, man. It's so beautiful, and you're driving around, you're whipping it around a corner, it's raining, and the water droplets are flying off, and then you pause the game, and you go into photo mode, and I'm pretty sure Drive Club, at least for me, was the first game I was like, photo mode's awesome, and you zoom all the way fucking in on the light, or the headlight, and there's a reflection of the building, and it's like, it's so fucking detailed, and they added so much content after the fact, it didn't matter, because everybody had already reviewed the game, and it was like, it's fucking okay, it's not great, I wouldn't buy it, blah, 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 and that was it, and then I think they, oh, shit, yeah, now I remember, they said they were, it's going to be a free PS Plus game at one point, and that was delayed forever. And then when it did come out, you know, it wasn't the full game. It was just some of the game. And that didn't make people happy, so that was another misstep. But I wouldn't put that all on the you know, Evolution. I'd say Sony probably maybe shouldn't have done that too. But even after all the missteps for this game, and there were a bit, I don't think they should have closed the studio, because they could have, I mean, you got to give them another chance. They didn't fuck up with, you know, any of the other games, the MotorStorm games. I don't know how they sold. Probably, I don't know, probably not a lot, because not a lot, you know, there wasn't a lot of sales for the PS3 during 2006, 2008, 2011. So it looks like MotorStorm came out in 2006, you know. Second one was 2008, third one was 2011. I mean, Drive Club did not get reviewed well, and but I still think they should have had a second chance at doing something. Maybe it could have been Drive Club 2. Maybe it could have been something else. I would have loved a Drive Club 2. And it does suck because you're never going to get it. And even if you did get it, it's not going to be from the same people. It's going to be different. So when Sony laid off Evolution Studios and they closed the studio, and they purchased them in late 2007. So they were there for, you know, a while. Looks like early 2016 they closed. So they were owned by Sony for a really long time. And when they closed them, a lot of the developers and what have you went and joined the Codemasters developer, and they just released a game actually in June of 2018 called Onrush, and it's kind of like MotorStorm and it's kind of like Burnout and it's really fun. I think it's a bit bland. I think the actual, in like, you're playing the game and the hook of the game, and I won't get into all that because I don't want to, but it's fun, and I think they have a lot of talent, and actually that game didn't sell well, and, you know, fucking blah, 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 and now we're on our ass again with that, you know, that talent, and they have talent. They make good games. Drive Club is a good game. I mean, it was fucked up in the beginning, but it turned out to be one of the best racing games ever. And in my opinion, it's my favorite racing game ever. So I just really wish I could have been in that meeting with Sony and been like, guys, just give them one more chance. Just hang on. Because now I'm assuming the thought process was, well, we have we've got Gran Turismo Sport coming. We don't need two racing games. This one didn't sell well. The Gran Turismo Sport's going to be better. And, you know, all that, I'm pretty sure Gran Turismo was delayed and all this shit. And they take too long to make games. They're obsessed with the detail. And like I said, still, in my opinion, Drive Club looks better than anything. So it's like, you're going to take a decade to make a racing game. When you put it out, it's just not going to be, you're going to have to keep working on something else. You're going to have to go another 10 years. Just release a game. Just make the game and then release it. You don't have to have, like, I mean, they get so obsessed with this stuff. And I don't know, I guess I shouldn't complain. I mean, it's a fun game, fine. But I don't think it's selling anywhere near what they want. I think maybe it has a million more, maybe 3 million total sales, and that's, I don't know. I don't even know what's good anymore, but that's not doing it. And now we don't have a Drive Club team, and we never will, because I don't know if there's ever been a time where a company was like, hey, we're going to open this back up and you can come back and do it. It's never going to happen. But I wish it would. God, just if you haven't seen this game, you got to go. First of all, you should play it if you can. You could probably buy it for like $20 now, probably less. But it's so detailed from the inside, and again, I love the very small details in this game. First of all, and I haven't even talked about this yet, but I'm surprised because it's one of my favorite features. But like, the menus are very easy to navigate, and they're pretty. I don't know if I can explain this right, but okay, so when you start the game and you go through the menus to find out what you want to do, like, I want to race this car, I want to pick this track, I want to do all this, it's like it saves all the things that you just pressed. So if you go back, it remembers the last thing you did, and then you can go back again. So they're like, oh, I didn't want that. I want to go back and change the car or whatever it is. But it's very easy and quick and very smooth. And then you click that you want to go race, and it's very, very small load times. And I don't think anyone's ever said this before. I've never seen anybody praise this fucking game anyway, but there's almost no loading times. I mean, it's very quick, and then it gives you this fucking awesome cinematic of you getting into the car, and it's like all supposed to be badass, and then you're in the cockpit, and then it's like a little bit loading there, and then you're racing. And you can, especially when you're trying to time attack and you're really trying to beat your lap time, restart, if you really like fuck up in the beginning, you restart. It's just very quick. It's very quick to navigate the game, and that's a huge plus, especially if you have a game that isn't, and you realize, oh fuck, this is a big deal to me. Like, a big reason I'm put off from Bloodborne games, like Dark Souls and that shit. I've never played Dark Souls, but I've tried to play Bloodborne. But you're gonna die a billion times, and it's not fun to sit and watch loading screens. A game that does it well like that would be, and I know I'm getting off on a bunch of fucking games that I'm not really talking about, but Sound Shapes. If you are playing Death Mode and you're trying to get the trophies, you're gonna die a billion fucking times. But it's very easy and quick, very, very quick to just restart, try again. If you had to just sit there and wait, it's just like, I'm just not going to do this. I quit. And that's what, like, Drive Club is. It's, like, so fast. And you're like, well, now I want to do this, now I want to do that. Okay, you're doing it. You have to wait. And another thing I like about Drive Club is the music and the intro cinematic. It's just done well. Everything about the game is awesome. The only thing, I mean, I would understand if you bought the game and you really wanted to do this actual, what the game's supposed to be about, the Drive Club stuff. I mean, I don't like racing online with other people, but there's that other aspect where whatever you're doing is helping your team anyway, so it's like you still feel like you're playing, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, but you can do it on your own terms. At least that's how I felt. And I mean, if I've done it. I have the platinum in the game, so there's nothing left for me to do in that game. Otherwise, I'd probably still be playing it. And luckily, it was a attainable platinum at least. But I did get the Drive Club. They had a motorcycle expansion, you know, side note. It was kind of okay, but it was more difficult, and it was more online trophies, so I never got the platinum then, but I don't want to talk about Drive Club likes. And that was that $15 or was that free? I don't know. Doesn't matter. But yeah, so I don't know. I wanted to talk about this game for the third episode because I don't know anyone that likes it. I don't know anyone that would talk about it. I mean, I know people that like it, like I have friends on PlayStation Network and whatever, but I don't... The love is very few and far between. And I think it's, again, one of the fucking greatest racing games I've ever played. And if you have the means to play it, play it. If it's $20, it's worth $20. If it ever goes lower than that, if it's like $5, like, fuck. Buy it. And the photo mode alone, I mean, it's, fuck, if you love photo modes and you love cars, let me tell you, you'll be in there. You'll be in there for hours. You'll be in there, you know, putting paint jobs in your cars, all right? Although the paint jobs, I forgot to talk about that. Paint jobs on the cars, you can customize, but it's not that in depth. There's a bunch of preloaded patterns that you can put on your cars and do different colors. It's fine. It's definitely not as in depth as a Forza or a Gran Turismo, but sport anyway. But it's fine. And again, if they would have had a crack at the second game, they could have put all this shit in the game. Oh my god, it could have been great. It could have been great. Shuhei, I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you, Shuhei. But to all the people who worked on that game, thank you. And to all the people who lost their jobs, I'm sorry. To all the people who went to Codemasters and then lost their jobs again, really fucking sorry, because I did buy Onrush for full price, $60. And not because I had to fucking have this game. I played the beta. It was fun. But I wanted to be like, you know, speaking with your wallet. Heard that a lot. Shout out, Colin. But I wanted to, you know, slap $60 down and say, I want more from these people. And, well, fuck me. There's just not a lot of people who want it, I guess. And that's always a sad day. So, This is a depressing episode, I guess, because I have to talk about... Well, I love Drive Club, and it makes me happy to talk about it, especially if no one knows about it. But it is sad that I'm just not going to get a 2, unless there was a fucking miracle. Fucking man, I want a 2 with the same studio. I don't want a bastardized version. But thank you. If you've made it this far... which is the end. And it looks like these podcasts are going to be running for about 30 minutes. I don't know. And I'm tending to ramble. Again, I'm not putting notes down and I'm not reading them. I'm just talking and then I'll forget about some and I'll have to go back and talk about that. And maybe you're like, this kind of fucking sucks. And I'm sorry, but let me know. At Twitter or somewhere. I don't know. Again, whenever I post this, I'll put links to shit that you can find me at. So, Twitter is at PopConJacob, PopConJacob. Appreciate your support if you are listening, and I'll see you next week.